Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Vampire Hunter D, Volume 5, The Stuff of Dreams, by Hideyuki Kikuchi and Yoshitaka Amano. Translated by Kevin Leahy. Narrated by Scott McCormick, with a full cast.
Chapter 1. The Girl the Sleepbringer Loved. The moon was out. No matter how dangerous night on the frontier had become, the clarity of the night itself never changed. Perhaps supernatural beasts and fiends alone had pleasant dreams. But there was someone else here who might have them too. Here, in the middle of a dense forest, he slept. As if to prove that night on the frontier was never silent, voices beyond numbering sang from the tops of the demon scruff oaks or from the dense greenery of a thicket of sweet mario bushes. Though the sleeper's dreams might be peaceful, the forest at night was home to hunger and evil. Spraying poison to seal their opponent's eyes, dungeon beetles were known to sit upon their prey with sharp teeth no bigger than grains of sand. A swarm of them could take a 15-foot-long armored dragon and strip it to the bone in less than 2 minutes. Sometimes the black earth swelled up, and a mass of absorption worms burst out, crawling in all directions. Over a foot and a half long, the massive worms broke down soil with powerful molecular vibrations and absorbed it through the million mouths that graced the nucleus of each of their cells. Usually, they'd latch onto a traveler's ankle first and melt the foot right off before pouncing on more vital locations, like the head or the heart. How could anything escape them when their very touch ate through skin and bone alike? Colors occurred in the darkness as well, perhaps catching some odd little noise in the sound of the wind. The snowy white petals that opened gorgeously in the moonlight trembled ever so slightly as the flowers sprayed out a pale purple mist. And as the cloud drifted down to earth, tiny white figures floated down with it. Each of them carried a minute spear, and only those who'd made it through the forest alive knew that they were evil little sprites from within the flower, with poisoned sap made from petals. And of all the blood-hued eyes glittering off in the darkness, a little way off, and further back, and even deeper still, nothing was merely an innocent onlooker. While everyone who went out on the frontier might not know it, those who actually lived there realized the forest weren't a wise place to choose for a night of restful sleep. They were aware that the plaint of birdsong was actually the voice of a demon bird that muddled the senses, and that the gentle fog was in fact mist devils trying to sneak into their victims' bodies. If they absolutely had to sleep in the forest, people would keep a bow with an incendiary tip arrow in one hand and shut their eyes only after zipping their asbestos sleeping bag up over their head. Sprite spears in the teeth of nocturnal insect predators couldn't penetrate a half-inch thickness of that cloth. And if a traveler drank an antidote derived from the juice of hellberries, they didn't have to worry about demonic fogs either. Their head, however, would be aching the next morning. If, by some chance, the attacks should persist, then the bow and arrow came into play. However, the traveler, now surrounded by all these weird creatures, seemed completely ignorant of the threats the woods held. Lying on a bed of grass, the moonlight shone down on him like a spotlight, while his face couldn't be seen for the black, wide-brimmed traveler's hat that covered it, the deep blue pendant that hung in his chest, the black long coat, the high leather boots with their silver spurs, and more than anything, the elegant longsword leaning against his shoulder left no room for muddled conjecture or doubt. All those things were meant to adorn someone beautiful. How?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?